Proverbs 10, verses 19 through 21, these are God's words. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. One thing that always produces sin is talking too much. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Even if we are believers and united to Christ, yet there is so much sin remaining in us, dwelling in us, that we ought to be careful about every word that we allow to come out of our mouths, to restrain our lips. We ought to be like a country or an establishment that knows that there is sure and certain danger and harm. And so we bottleneck the entry point, and we check the credentials and background of everything that comes through. Shouldn't we do that with our words? Restrain our words. Not just let all the words through, whatever they are, wherever they come from, wherever they're going. No, that's folly. Especially if you know that there are those who are evil and harmful that are going to come through. And we know that about our words. And since we know that about our words, let's practice the wisdom of restraining our lips. The good news is that the Lord so blesses that restraining of lips that comes from the fear of God, that comes from knowing Him and repenting of sin and trusting in Christ and having Christ's Spirit applying Christ to us, that the righteous, the wise one, who restrains his lips, he is careful to speak only that which is gracious, to use a New Testament instruction. Only that which is from grace. Only that which is seasoned with salt. So its source is in the grace of Christ. It comes from that which is true and pure and holy and lovely and good, according to the Bible. It is right theological truth, according to His Word, and it is governed so that even when we speak of those things that we find in His world, we speak only those things that we may prudently, wisely know to be true, and not hearsay or jumping to conclusions or the folly of those who know little, assuming that they know much. And then, if we are letting our word always be gracious, if we are speaking only those things that are seasoned with salt, if we are speaking only those things that we know will edify, will do good to those who hear, and will honor God, then our words will be like choice silver. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Extremely valuable, always useful. That's amazing, because in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but God's grace in us is such that He may turn our mouths into things that help, into things that build up, into things that glorify God. You know, James, when he's talking about the man being righteous in himself, he uses the tongue as the example of how full of evil we are, that our hearts are evil and the tongue is an unruly and evil expression of our hearts, setting forest fires everywhere we go. But when grace lays hold of the heart and brings us to faith and gives us wisdom, He actually makes our mouth useful for others' good and for God's glory. The heart of the wicked, you know, the wicked is the fool who always wants to talk, always wants others to think highly of him and thinks that the more stuff that he says, the more impressive he'll be. But when his heart overflows out of his mouth, what we see is that his heart wasn't so wonderful as he imagined. And so the fool kills himself by his lack of wisdom. Why? because he's so busy talking he doesn't listen to the righteous. The righteous, first half of verse 21, his lips feed many. His lips do good to many. And one of the things that you can do to be fed and to mature and to grow is to surround yourself with righteous ones and then keep your mouth shut so that you can get fed. The fool, however, is dying for lack of wisdom in the second half of verse 21. Because even though there are righteous ones, the fool likes to talk instead of to listen. And so he starves himself to death when those who would have been a blessing to him are available otherwise. So my dear children, let each of us be quick to listen, slow to speak. Let us restrain our lips. Let us not speak in our own strength or from our own might, but as those who have weighed the words by God's word and who are depending upon grace, because we are hoping to be useful and helpful to others. In so doing, we will be very much like our Lord, whose word is such a blessing to us. So let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you have spoken to us and that your words are life and health. We pray that by your grace you would restrain our remaining sin and that you would make us to be like our Savior, the Lord Jesus, that you would make us first and foremost the wise ones who listen and are fed by the lips of other wise. And we pray that then you would give us to weigh our words carefully and speak only those things that we think will edify. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.